My father, who wasn't very original, used to say, "Curiosity killed the cat." And of course, I first went to the Horn of Africa out of curiosity. I liked the strange distances of the arid savanna, the rocky desert sound of the languages, the lack of Western pleasantries. Later, I wanted to write about a pirate gang jailed in Hamburg. Their marathon trial was famous in Europe. It represented the first proceeding on German soil against any pirate in more than four centuries. I'd reported on it for Spiegel Online, where I worked in Berlin, and it seemed to me that a book about the trial and some underreported aspects of Somali piracy might be interesting. I also went as a student of Ashwin Raman's. He was an Indian documentary maker, a war correspondent for German TV, and I first met him in Djibouti in 2009 while I worked on a series of magazine columns about pirates. Djibouti is a small nation squeezed into East Africa at the mouth of the Red Sea, and its capital was a grid of crumbling French colonial buildings with occasional tent neighborhoods, slums, that smelled like goat. The heat and glare were punishing. The traditional hotel for Europeans and wayward Americans was the expensive Hotel Meridian, just out of town. Drivers who picked me up for appointments in Djibouti were universally baffled that I hadn't reserved a room there. "It's a nice hotel," said a young French expatriate who ferried me to a NATO ship on the first morning. He frowned with one corner of his mouth. "You are the first journalist from Europe I have met who has not stayed there." But I'd avoided the Meridian for the simple reason that it would tell me nothing about Djibouti. "I don't even know where your hotel is," the driver confessed when we got stuck in traffic. "I never come downtown." I met Ashwin at Camp Limonier, an American base outside Djiboutiville. We toured it together and interviewed the admiral in charge. By sheer coincidence, we both lived in Germany. Also by coincidence, we had both scorned the Meridian. We were both cheap. Ashwin's war zone documentaries had won international broadcast awards, but he used nothing fancier than a palm-sized digital camera. "I just film what I see, you know. That's all." On the job, he looked like an Indian tourist making films for his grandchildren, but he had a talent for moving in and out of dangerous places. When we met, he had just finished a month of reporting with Somalia's Islamist fighters, Al-Shabaab, by pretending to be a Pakistani Muslim. Ashwin had led a colorful life. When he left India for the first time, in 1968, as a student bound for Oxford, the road to Britain had presented a complicated adventure. There were no suitable long-distance flights. Instead, a cargo boat intended for pilgrims to Mecca, a wooden Hajj dhow, had carried him north and west along the fringes of the Arabian Sea. "I don't know if you have ever been on a dhow, but it can be a very peaceful way to travel. We had calm and beautiful sailing until the next stop, Karachi, in Pakistan." Humor rumbled in Ashwin's voice. "Then all these Muslim guys got on, and from there it was total chaos." He disembarked near the head of the Persian Gulf, in Kuwait, and took a bus to Baghdad. He planned to board a train to Europe, "but when we entered Baghdad, on the first day, we saw a public hanging," he said. "It was one of the first hangings of the new Ba'athist regime. So it is interesting. I was in Iraq at the beginning of Saddam Hussein's rise to power and at the very end." He'd traveled to Iraq five or six times as a filmmaker for German TV, to Afghanistan more than 20. Something about him reminded me of V.S. Naipaul. He could be impish and kind, but he never said kind things. He was Oxford-educated and chronically unimpressed. After a couple of hours at Camp Limonier, I had to mention the resemblance. "I have met Naipaul," he said. "An extremely unpleasant man, I can assure you." Ashwin wanted to return to Somalia to make a film about pirates and suggested traveling together. The idea flattered me. I needed a mentor for this kind of work. But for now, I wasn't making any definite plans. I was getting to know East Africa, one step at a time.